This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, hand guards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, on a regular basis, in his usual haunts, he's somewhere. I sort of envision him sitting at a desk with an array of like 27 computer monitors, looking at all things in the gun culture, deciding what needs to go where. That's because he is the editor-in-chief at The Truth About Guns. He is young Dan Zimmerman. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well, sir. I'm in a super-secret above-ground bunker here.
Oh, yeah?
On all things. Yep.
Huh. Super. Is that all the time?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, okay.
Although I change my location from time to time.
I don't, because that way the grass-cutting guy wouldn't know where to come.
Fair enough.
So I just have surprises everywhere someone might decide to pop in.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, this is interesting. It wasn't there when I looked earlier. Let's go talk about Pritzker. He's the governor of Illinois.
Yeah, he is. And he's been for, I don't know, 3 years or something like that. And he has a local nemesis, a guy named Ken Griffin, who happens to be worth about, I don't know, $50 billion or something like that.
Really? Okay.
He's worth many, many billions of dollars because he runs the one of the biggest hedge funds in the country, and it's based in Chicago. And he has never been a fan of the people who run the city of Chicago or Pritzker at all. In fact, Griffin tends to lean to the right, and he funded Pritzker's opponent in the last election, Governor Bruce Rauner, who lost. And now, in the upcoming election, Griffin has come out and is throwing many millions of dollars behind the mayor of Aurora, Illinois, a Republican who's going to be running against Pritzker, too. So, Pritzker has, on many occasions, criticized Pritzker for his lack of leadership during the riots last year in 2020 and for failing to get involved in the ongoing violence issues in Chicago, because the locals there are obviously completely incapable of doing anything about it. And today, over the weekend, local media published a hit piece on Griffin because his $46 billion hedge fund has $80-some million invested in various gun companies, including Smith & Wesson and Ruger. So they're claiming that anyone who invests in the gun industry has no place to criticize a politician on the state of gun violence in Chicago or Illinois. This is just basically the local Palace Guard media standing up for their chosen politicians who agree with them politically. You know, it's pretty insane. $86 million is less than one, is about 0.2% of what Citadel, the hedge fund, owns. They have tiny interests in Smith & Wesson and in Ruger and in Olin as well, which of course is Winchester Ammunition. So this the local Chicago NPR station wrote a long expose talking about this, and they did some FOIA requests and determined that, I don't know, they claim something like 20 or 25% of the guns that are recovered at crime scenes in Chicago come from either Ruger or Smith & Wesson. Of course, those are two of the biggest gun makers in the country, so that isn't too surprising. So they're basically drawing a straight line between Griffin's investment in legal gun manufacturers and crime on the streets of Chicago, and implying that he has absolutely no place to criticize the governor of Illinois.
Well, isn't that a reaching proposition? There, they're just—I mean, yeah. This is what I love about these guys. So they could go. If he had nothing involved in it, but he had been involved in the Boy Scouts and the marksmanship program where they used to offer it,
mm-hmm.
or in the JROTC where they used to teach rifle handling with 22 long rifles. When I was in high school.
Right, exactly. They're basically painting him as an arms dealer who's profiting off dead bodies in South Chicago, and they pull out such luminaries as Father Michael Flager, and print a quote from him saying you absolutely cannot be a voice about crime and murder or shootings in our streets when your company is a major investor in gun manufacturing. I'm sorry, go ahead.
How does Father Flager feel about Kim Fox?
I'm sure that he would dodge those questions as fast as he could, since she has no problem letting people who shoot people and murder people continue to walk the streets. Then he digs up some obscure academic who draws that direct line. A Northern Illinois University professor says, until we address those issues, those largest systemic issues, like investments in gun manufacturing, we're not going to solve this problem on our street. In other words, anyone who invests, by extension, what he's saying is anyone who invests or owns stock in a publicly traded gun manufacturer has a direct causal impact on gun violence in Chicago. That's in effect what he's saying. And
okay.
Of course, trying to paint Ken Griffin with all this and invalidate any criticisms he has of Pritzker, or I'm sure he would say very similar things about the mayor of Chicago and Kim Fox and others.
The one thing I want to ask, though, I want to ask them is, they're going to stay in control. They own everything right now. The left owns everything, and Chicago has become this giant. You know what? I'll have to pick this up on the other side. Let me do a little pointing, if I may, about the truth about guns. Truthaboutguns.com. That's where Dan sets up every day. That's where he puts out about 15 plus articles a day. I think. I don't know. I haven't counted them. Right now, on his top page, he's got this one and a couple others we're going to touch on. The fastest breaking news there is. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to MGS.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Pro Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I am speaking with Dan Timmerman, who is the editor-in-chief from TheTruthAboutGuns.com. And I want to bring this up. I mean, in 1983, when the Marine Corps barracks was bombed in Beirut, I signed up for the military. I decided then and there that we were probably going to war, and the last thing I wanted to do was to be a fresh out of boot camp soldier that had gotten drafted or something and sent to the front lines. I wanted a bed, a foundation of training underneath me if I had to go into combat. And to that end, we come to this next article from TheTruthAboutGuns.com, which is actually from John Bach. Don't wait till it's too late. Prepare and train. What are your thoughts on this, Dan?
Well, John was, like a lot of us, was looking at what's been going on in Ukraine over the last week and seeing these scenes of the government handing out 18,000 rifles to civilians, people who had probably in 98% of the cases had never held a rifle, didn't know what to do with it. And those people are willing to grab a gun and help defend their city, their country, against Russian invaders. That's admirable. It's very good. It's also a crying shame that it took an invasion from a foreign power to get these people, get firearms in the hands of these people. My guess is that if they are able to repel the Russians, the Ukrainian government may take a different stance on gun rights going forward. I certainly hope so. Obviously, here in the U.S., the chances of a foreign power invading us are microscopically smaller compared to Ukraine. But that doesn't mean that things don't happen. We have emergencies. In 2020, we have riots. Sometimes you've got storms and situations where, you know, like a hurricane, and sometimes you get looters. Things happen. Ask the people who live in Minneapolis what can happen there. Ask the people who live in Kenosha, Wisconsin, what can happen there. Bad things can happen, and you don't want to wait until the last minute to decide, you know what, I really need a gun. I need to be a gun owner. I need to be able to defend myself, my family. So he was just sort of drawing a through line from what people have been seeing on their televisions in Ukraine, and extending that back here to the average citizen who may not have a gun. And, you know, we saw a lot of these people, obviously, a couple of years ago, and over the last year and a half, or 2 years, people who, for the first time, decided, you know, almost 15 million people went out and said, you know what, this is a really good time to own a firearm.
Yep.
I need to be able to defend myself. I need to be able to defend my family. I don't know if I dial 911. I don't know how long it's going to be before a cop comes. If a cop even comes in some places, they're overwhelmed, they're understaffed. So it's just a matter of basic preparedness and having the ability, the means and ability to take care of yourself.
And, you know, that's... It's... We've had various fables and kids' tales that tell a story of being prepared, not waiting till the last minute to get prepared and that kind of thing. This is nothing new.
No.
It's just that nowadays, the people that don't own guns have... it's so far from who they really are. And even though they're looking at what Ukraine is doing, for example. Now... I myself I'm sort of surprised that they gave guns to the civilians, because it wasn't that long ago that they were shutting down media outlets in the Ukraine. You know, they're not exactly, I mean, Zelensky's a better leader than they've had in a long time, but Ukraine has a very corrupt past.
No question. I mean, that's a country with a lot of problems over many, many years. They absolutely have. I mean, they had a coup in 2014. You know, there are a lot of issues there.
Yeah.
But, like, a lot of European countries, they don't like the idea of having an armed citizenry. Or they didn't until now, until they really need one. You know, you've got all kind. I don't know if you people watch have a Twitter feed, but there are breweries making Molotov cocktails.
Yeah,
exactly. They're doing anything they can to give people the ability to fight back and to harass and make the Russian invaders' lives as difficult as possible.
Oh, they're doing a good job.
Oh yeah, the fact that they've been able to do it as long as they have and keep the Russian forces out of the capital largely until now is a victory in itself. Now, I don't know if that's going to continue. I don't know if the Russians will up that, but I mean, it's hard to know what to believe. There's a lot of misinformation on both sides. But it sounds like they've been pretty successful in holding off the Russians. The Russians are having logistical problems and aren't expecting the level of resistance they've met, and that they're maybe getting bogged down.
Yeah, well, I mean, the logistics thing is inexcusable. This is not their first rodeo. They spent how many years in Afghanistan projecting force? They just have to roll across the border with this one.
Right, and that wasn't in a bordering country.
They're running out of gasoline in the middle of the attack. It's hilarious.
Yeah, I don't know how you do that.
Yeah, tanks. By the way, a tank without gas just becomes a target with a gun on it. That's all it is.
Exactly.
Coming up on the next break, this is at the top of the page at thetruthaboutguns.com. All stories I use when I speak with Dan, ripped from the top of the page of thetruthaboutguns.com. Go check it out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Despite the fact that President Vladimir Putin of Russia has raised his nuclear readiness, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the United States is not following suit.
We are assessing President Putin's directive, and at this time we see no reason to change our own alert levels. But it's also important to remember that even over the course of the last several months and years, when we have had significant disagreements with Russia over a range of issues, Russia and the United States have long agreed that nuclear use would have devastating consequences, and have stated many times, including earlier this year, that a nuclear war cannot be won and must never be fought.
AAA reported today that national gas prices, on average, have gone up higher than the percentage of inflation. Today's AAA national average for a gallon of regular gas is $3.61 a gallon. The highest throughout the country is California at $5.36 a gallon. This is USA Radio News. Even though he didn't get his first choice for a new justice for the Supreme Court, House Majority Whip Democrat James Clyburn told Face the Nation that he wants to see a large bipartisan vote to confirm Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson.
This is about the country, our pursuit of a more perfect union, and this is demonstrative of another step in that pursuit. And I would hope that all of my Republican friends will look upon it that way. Let's have a debate. Let's talk to her about her rulings and about her philosophy. Let's have a strong bipartisan support.
Clyburn initially pressed for South Carolina native Judge Michelle Childs to be the nominee because she went to a state school rather than an elite institution, as Brown Jackson did as she attended Harvard. And the Environmental Protection Agency faces a Supreme Court case today that could challenge the federal government's ability to fight the climate crisis. Republicans argue that the authority to regulate emissions should only come from Congress. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking with Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. I was gonna try to get a new job, Dan, except I didn't follow through with it enough. I was going to declare myself a black female because I wanted to be an associate judge or an associate justice on the Supreme Court.
Do you think that would have worked?
Well, that I thought that was the criteria.
Well, you didn't go to Harvard or Yale or
Ivy
League school.
I could identify as a Harvard graduate. I mean, they're the ones that threw the door open. I'm just going to play by their rules.
That seems fair.
Yeah. So,
yeah, exactly.
Ketanji Brown Jackson, what are our thoughts on her?
Well, you know, I don't know much about her record of decisions or anything certainly regarding guns or anything at all. I know that she's a Harvard graduate. I know she's on the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals. Those two things alone pretty much make you a prime candidate for elevation to the Supreme Court. Not certainly not all everyone who's got those two things in their resume get nominated, but a large number of D.C. Circuit judges come from are elevated or nominated to the Supreme Court for a couple of reasons, one of which is because they tend to deal with a lot of administrative types of decisions and not as many hot-button issues like gun control, abortion, that type of thing. So they have cleaner records that are harder to tear down by one side or the other during the confirmation process. But, I mean, she, on paper, she fits in beautifully with every other nominee to the Supreme Court in the last, I don't know, 100 years. She clerked for Breyer. She's been nominated to fill Breyer's seat. You know, I think that if I examined her record and her views and her writings, I would probably disagree with her 90%+ of the time. But this is somebody who appears to have all of the qualifications needed to be on the high court.
Is this one of those times, like a broken clock, where Biden makes the right decision twice a day?
I don't know that. Again, I have not looked at her writings or her rulings or anything like that. I know that he chose someone that most people considered to be the safe choice when he constrained himself, and he did her. He did her an injustice. As I said, I just got finished saying, she has everything on her resume says that she is a prime candidate to be on the Supreme Court. She's got all the qualifications. She clerked for Breyer. She went to Harvard Law. She's been on the D.C. Circuit, the Court of Appeals. She's got all that. But what he did is so instead of everybody saying yes, if he had just nominated her, everybody would say, okay, no issues. Instead, what he said, look, I'm going to nominate a black female. So now there are people, rightly or wrongly, are going to say she was only chosen because she's a diversity hire. Forget her obvious qualifications in terms of her academic record or in terms of her record as a judge or her record as a clerk for a Supreme Court justice. He picked her because she fits the right identity profile. That's totally unfair to her. If he said, look, I'm going to pick a Lithuanian man with one leg and who's legally blind, you may get a Lithuanian man who's got one leg and legally blind, who went to Yale, who's been in private practice doing constitutional law, and then has been a judge for 20 years and be the most qualified person in the world. But everybody's going to say the only reason that Biden picked that guy is because he ticked all the right identity boxes. And that's nauseating. And it was stupid that he did it. All he had to do, if he just hadn't said that, if he just kept his mouth shut and nominated her anyway without saying, I'm limiting myself to people who happen to be female and happen to be black, he'd have been doing her a favor.
Well, I completely agree with you. The only problem is that doesn't work within the regime of ID politics.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, he did the same thing when he picked the VP, a vice president, and look what we ended up with.
Well, I kind of think, looking at her, just looking at what I see here in this article, that this lady is perhaps more qualified to be the vice president than the vice president.
Oh, I'd make that trade in a minute. this woman has probably got 10 times the intellect that the current vice president does. She can't possibly be as vacuous as dear Kamala. Whatever. That's a different matter altogether. All I'm saying here is that there was just no reason for him to to announce that. And then when he does pick someone who appears to be as qualified as Judge Jackson is, it devalues it in the eyes of a lot of people because, they just assume she's a diversity hire. If she's not really qualified, it wouldn't have been qualified if her skin was a different color.
Yeah. I just, I don't understand how half of the country can look at the leadership. I mean, with Joe Biden and the way he makes his decisions, I saw where Pelosi got out there and said, you just don't understand the genius of the way he's handled Russia in light of this Ukrainian invasion.
Oh, gosh.
And I'm like, obviously not.
Apparently that's beyond everybody's comprehension.
Very well hidden genius.
Yes, exactly. It's very well camouflaged.
Yeah, so I mean, I don't. And those same people that think he did a good job with that probably think he's doing a splendid. I mean, he's doing a great service to the country by doing this thing with making the call for a black female, another black female. Anyway, hang on for me if you will. Coming up on the next break, thetruthaboutguns.com. This is where Dan is doing his stuff right now. He's probably editing as we speak. He's like I said, he's surrounded by about 27, 28 computer monitors. If you went in there, and they're all based upon all articles. Truthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world.
As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. And this one I can't resist. And I would like to, this young lady, I like her writing style, Dan. Let's talk about the Ukraine and how the left is suddenly embracing gun rights.
Well, yeah. We noticed that it's been really all over the internet. This includes the New York Times, who ran a very approving piece of talking about, you know, showing video of those 18,000 rifles being distributed in Kiev. Jennifer writes here about, you know, showing people like Occupy Democrats, who are no friends of gun ownership, of course, and showing some of their tweets, you know, like saying that no civilian needs an AR-15, and then, you know, touting Ukraine's interior minister saying that 10,000 automatic rifles have been handed out to the citizens there, and retweet if you stand with the brave Ukrainian people. So all these people and media outlets have a sudden strange new respect for civilian ownership of these scary assault rifles and civilians owning them and carrying them. Now, of course, they love to say, well, yeah, that's because Ukraine is, they're under attack. They're being invaded by a foreign power, and that's not going to happen here. Let's be clear. One of the reasons we've never had that kind of problem here is we've always had wide gun ownership among the population in the United States. The founders, gosh, they almost knew what they were doing when they ensured that with the Second Amendment, making sure that it was essential to the security of a free state. oh, yes, it's just delicious to watch people on the left all of a sudden see firearms, many of which the kind that they have demonized for years, being handed out to civilians and cheering that kind of thing. You don't have to just stand with Ukraine and be happy that Ukrainians are getting firearms like that. You should celebrate the fact that millions of Americans have made that decision and done that over the last couple of years as well.
The whole thing about this, though, I wonder how this is going to go. Now, during World War II, when Churchill was out there saying, we will fight them in the fields and in the streets and in the soccer matches and all these other things, then right after the speech, he gets on the phone with Roosevelt and says, have you got any rifles you can send me? And then we sent them 500,000 rifles to give out to the populace of the UK so they could fight in the fields and in the dales and in the meadows and all this other stuff. And then after World War II, they gathered those up and dropped them in the English Channel.
Is that what they did with them?
Yes, they did. We should go diving out there. It's probably just a fortune. Wow, 500,000. I guess they were M1 Garands or something. I don't know what they were.
Yeah.
Whatever they were. But, I mean, is that going to be, while we're out here sitting around? Listen, I've taken a lot of junk from a lot of people that were friends of mine on Facebook, for example, that I got out there and said, we don't have a dog in this fight with the Ukraine. But at the same time, when it gets down to this level where it's, you got Vlad, one of the Klitschko brothers is taking up a gun and he's out there fighting. One of their beauty queens is, everybody's fighting in this on the side of Ukraine. So I have to sort of admire that, even though I still know we don't have a dog in this fight. But at the same time, what are they going to be if they persevere? If they manage to hold out, I know they've called for some sort of talks or something. What are they going to be when they come out the other end?
Well, that's kind of what I was alluding to before. Look, you can stand behind the Ukrainians, you can support what they're doing, you can advocate for arming them and all that, and that does not mean that you necessarily want to see American troops parachuting in Ukraine and fighting there. I agree with you that we don't have necessarily a dog in this fight. We're not a NATO country. We've got no treaty that requires that we defend them. Although, shame on them for believing Bill Clinton back in the 90s when he said, give me your nukes, and we'll stand right behind you in case things ever get squirrely with the Russians.
Well, yeah.
If you don't get that on paper, that's never going to happen, as countries have learned to their peril. Anyway, you're right. The question is, what if they're able to repel this and come out the other side, what are they going to look like afterwards? Again, my guess is they're going to have far greater gun rights in Ukraine in the future than they've had in the past. First of all, if you're a Ukrainian, you're going to want to give up one of those rifles. My guess is you're not going to. After facing down one invasion from Russia, you may want to make sure that you're equipped just in case that happens again.
Yeah.
How has a little country like Switzerland maintained its independence and its neutrality all these years? It's by making sure that everybody in the country has a rifle. Our friends in the civilian disarmament industry love to laugh at things like that. But that is actually true. Switzerland persevered all this time, and that's why they were largely left alone during World War II. My guess is that the president of Ukraine is probably a smart enough guy to realize that that's probably the direction he wants to go in as well going forward, to ensure that no one ever thinks about doing this to his country again.
Well, I would suggest they also really seriously, if I got out there, if I was Ukrainian and I had left my bakery or my pizzeria or my Uber job or whatever to take up a weapon and shoot and fight in the streets, I would expect a true democracy to take hold. I know what I would. That might be an uphill swim, but I don't know. But it definitely, this should cost the Ukrainian government, if the people do make the difference. I guess we're going to see. But in the meantime, Ukraine, your reputation precedes you. And we're watching. I wish you well.
I mean, I hope those are questions that they do end up facing. I hope they repel the Russians. The Russians are forced to withdraw, and then they need to make those kinds of decisions and determine, what kind of society they're going to be going forward. Hopefully a free and open democratic society with an armed populace.
Yeah.
It certainly worked well here.
Yeah. Every time I talk about this, Dan, some of my listeners, I guess I can put them down as ex-listeners, they come in and comment and make suggestions of what I should be doing to myself. And some of the stuff I've been getting here, I've been sort of thinking maybe I should just do something on TTAG and let the commenters come after me, because at least they're kinder. Yeah, it's been interesting, but, we'll see. Anyway, listen. Are you going to Houston? I mean, that's just a quick drive for you, right?
You mean for NRA?
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah.
Well, I will see you there. We'll have to make some plans and everything else. Truthaboutguns.com, Dan Zimmerman, Editor-in-Chief. Everything we just talked about is on the front page. Go check them out. If you want to stay in the know, in the gun culture, this is the place to go. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, as always.
All right. Coming up next, Paloma Capana, attorney at law. She told me some stuff about the January the 6th hearings. Went completely over my head. She's going to explain it when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.